So did you catch Tether's latest announcement? They've officially launched a $150 million recovery program to help restore user funds after that devastating exploit at Drift Protocol.
Yeah, I saw it. It's a big deal. But it's hard to ignore the context. The incident occurred in April 2024, when hackers exploited a vulnerability within the DeFi lending platform, resulting in the theft of approximately $280 million in user assets.
That's just heartbreaking. I know how much that loss created panic and uncertainty across the broader DeFi ecosystem.
It's the harsh reality we have to face. The immediate aftermath of such an exploit typically involves long investigations and legal proceedings, with the loss of assets often being permanent unless perpetrators are caught.
That's why the fact that $280 million went missing highlights the risks inherent in smart contract vulnerabilities and the critical need for robust security measures.
Despite the severity of the loss, Tether, one of the largest issuers of stablecoins, has decided to step forward.
That's incredible. By committing $150 million to the recovery program, Tether is signaling confidence in the platform's ability to rebuild.
This funding is intended to serve two primary purposes.
First, it will be used to relaunch the Drift protocol.
Because a hack often damages the reputation of a project, making it difficult to attract users back.
And second, perhaps most importantly, the funds are aimed at restoring user funds where possible.
While recovering every single dollar stolen is often impossible, securing a significant portion of the losses through a dedicated recovery fund offers a lifeline to the victims.
Understanding the Drift Protocol hack reveals that DeFi protocols rely on complex code known as smart contracts to manage funds.
Exactly. When a user interacts with a platform like Drift Protocol, they are essentially trusting the code to hold their assets securely.
The exploit targeted a flaw that allowed attackers to withdraw funds without authorization.
This incident serves as a stark reminder that even well-developed platforms can be compromised.
The involvement of Tether suggests that the ecosystem partners are working together to mitigate these risks.
For the investors and users who lost their savings, this news brings a mixture of hope and caution.
On one hand, the prospect of partial restitution is vital.
On the other hand, recovery programs often come with specific eligibility criteria.
Users will need to stay informed about the claims process to ensure they are included in the distribution of these funds.
It is a testament to the growing interconnectedness of the crypto industry, where major entities like Tether are willing to underwrite the recovery efforts of their partners.
This event highlights several critical lessons for the broader blockchain industry.
Security is paramount.
As the DeFi space grows, so do the targets for malicious actors.
The involvement of major players like Tether in recovery programs sets a new standard for accountability.
It suggests that the industry is moving away from a blame, the victim mentality toward a more collaborative approach to crisis management.
Furthermore, this recovery program underscores the importance of liquidity and financial backing in the crypto world.
It shows that even when a protocol fails, the infrastructure surrounding it can help stabilize the situation.
This is a positive development for user confidence.
If major issuers are willing to absorb some of the risk, more users may feel safe returning to DeFi platforms after a setback.
The announcement from Tether regarding the $150 million recovery program for Drift Protocol is a significant moment for the cryptocurrency market.
It acknowledges the pain caused by the $280 million exploit while offering a tangible path toward healing.
For users, this represents a chance to recover some of their losses and rebuild trust in the ecosystem.
As the Drift protocol works to relaunch with this financial backing, the industry watches closely to see how the recovery unfolds.
Ultimately, this move reinforces the idea that the crypto community is resilient, with established players ready to help when the stakes are highest.